news stories. The approximate length of this recording is 10 minutes.
News. The future of Forward magazine. In our spring-summer edition, we proposed sending out this issue of the magazine by email, except for accessible formats, large print, braille, and audio CD, due to the financial challenges we face as a charity due to COVID-19. We asked for your feedback and listened to every single one of you who took the time to respond. While many of you supported the move, there were a significant number who told us you value having a physical magazine to sit and read with a coffee, or to take to speaking engagements or other events. As a result, we've decided to produce a standard print version of this edition, as we realise this magazine is much loved by its readers and valued as an important tool to spread the word about guide dogs' work. COVID-19 will continue to affect us financially, and we're also mindful of the environmental impact of printing. Refer to the article, A Day in the Life of Hannah Layward. So we're investigating the best way to make sure everyone has a format they're happy with. We'll bring you more news on our progress when we can. Guide Dogs wins the 21st Annual Charity Times Awards. Guide Dogs has won the Best Social Media Presence category at the 21st Annual Charity Times Awards for our record-breaking virtual tea party in April. The awards, organised by Charity Times, celebrate best practice in the UK charity and not-for-profit sector. This award recognises the innovation and incredible collaboration across so many teams in Guide Dogs in just a few weeks during a global pandemic. Our tea party resulted in the best celebrity support we've ever seen and the largest amount of press coverage for a fundraising initiative, on top of raising nearly £50,000. And not forgetting that we set a new Guinness World Record for the world's largest virtual tea party. Thank you to everyone involved for helping us to be not only record breakers, but now award winners as well. Included here are individual photographs of Tom Kerridge, Stephanie Beecham, Martin Clunes, and Hugh Bonneville enjoying the virtual tea party in April. Save the date for our Christmas Wishes virtual event. On Saturday, 12th of December, join us for our Christmas concert and auction. Get ready for an evening of Yuletide cheer, heartwarming stories, and incredible celebrity performances, including Classical Reflection and Alid Jones, from the comfort of your living room. Despite the devastating impact of COVID-19, this year we've continued to make wishes come true with our life-changing partnerships and support. We've given the gift of independence, freedom, and companionship to thousands of children, adults, and families across the UK. We need your support now more than ever, and the cost of your ticket will help us make even more wishes come true next year. Visit www.guidedogs.org.uk/Christmas Wishes for your £10 ticket. Then snuggle up on your sofa and let the entertainment come to you as we celebrate all the incredible wishes we've made come true this year for people living with sight loss. Collaborating against COVID-19. A dog can't work as a guide dog if he can't keep his nose off the ground. So what do we do with the puppies that just can't resist tracking a scent? A change in career is an excellent option. The charity Medical Detection Dogs has been hard at work training a small number of their dogs to identify coronavirus through smell. It's hoped that very soon they'll have this elite team working in transport hubs around the country, sniffing through crowds and picking up any positive cases of COVID-19. Guide Dogs have sent 3 dogs to join their ranks, Ivan, Maple and Spencer, who all love working with their noses. They've been thriving at Medical Detection Dog Centre in Milton Keynes and are progressing through their training brilliantly, passing their initial assessment with flying colours. Included here is a photograph of Ivan, Maple and Spencer, 1 black Labrador cross and 2 yellow Labradors. Scrubbing up well at the NBC. Staff at our National Breeding Centre, NBC, donated spare scrubs to South Warwickshire NHS Foundation Trust to help during the first peak of the COVID-19 pandemic. The NBC cares for around 1,400 guide dog pups each year, and staff wear scrubs around the puppies for hygiene reasons. After seeing a local appeal online, staff arranged to donate 50 tunics and 20 pairs of trousers. Janine Dixon, the centre's dog care and welfare manager, said, "We've recently updated some of our scrubs, so had some items we weren't using anymore. When we saw the appeal, we felt this was a great way to help support local NHS staff during the COVID-19 pandemic and put our extra scrubs to good use. We hope that our guide dog scrubs helped NHS staff during this challenging time." Born to guide. Every puppy is born with a purpose at Guide Dogs: to grow up to support someone with sight loss. We're always looking for new ways we can give our puppies the best chance of success, and our pioneering new research project, Born to Guide, could provide some fascinating insight into how to breed future generations. Born to Guide is a long-term study into the complex relationship between a dog's genes and its health and behaviour. Saliva swabs from 3,000 of our dogs will be collected, allowing us to capture their unique genetic data and map this information against their development. We're aiming to better understand the genetics of certain behavioural traits and complex health conditions. Hopefully, this will influence the already rigorous selection process for our breeding dogs and produce happier, healthier puppies best suited to life as working guide dogs. To find out more, search Born to Guide at www.guidedogs.org.uk. Who's a good dog? In September, we launched our new monthly subscription box, Good Dog, expert advice for making life with your dog a walk in the park. Good Dog is a 12-month subscription from Guide Dogs to support the relationship between happy, well-behaved dogs and the owners who love them. Subscribers receive monthly emails and seasonal packs through the post, full of training videos, top tips, and inspiring reads from our experts at Guide Dogs, along with regular treats which will help owner and dog on their good dog journey. We have a limited number of subscriptions available in 2020 and have plans to roll it out further in 2021. For more information, go to www.guidedogs.org.uk/good-dog. Included here is a photograph of the guides, training videos, and top tips available through the Good Dog subscription box service. Introducing the Guide Dog Shop. Dogalog has had a makeover, including a new name. The new Guide Dog Shop launched in early September with exciting new products you will love, including gifts for Christmas and new Guide Dogs branded merchandise. You can browse and buy online at www.guidedogsshop.com or request the Guide Dog Shop Christmas catalogue via the website or by calling 0345 143-0197. The last postage date for Christmas delivery is the 16th of December, and as ever, all proceeds go towards helping people with sight loss to live actively, independently, and well. Among the items available are a Guide Dogs branded range of face coverings, perfect for those who want to show the world that they support our charity when they're out and about. Included here is a photograph of a Guide Dogs branded face mask with the Guide Dogs logo at the top and a dog's nose, mouth and whiskers beneath. A warm welcome to our new trustees. At our AGM in September, 7 new trustees joined Guide Dogs ahead of our 90th anniversary year. The 7 new trustees are Paul Baker, Lynn Hill, Mark Johnston, Michael Ole, Janelle Tilling, Emma West and Mike Rowe. And you can find out more about them by searching for trustees on our website. All are committed to enabling our By My Side strategy to support more people with sight loss to live the life they choose. The decision was made to appoint 7 new trustees to replace those retiring this year and those who will be stepping down in 2021. The new trustees succeed David Anderson, David Bagley and Pat Stafford, who retired from the board at the AGM and create a succession for the trustees retiring in 2021. Included here are individual photographs of the 7 new trustees.